From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. In Ashland, Alabama this weekend, a former Supreme Court justice will be honored near his hometown. Justice Hugo Black has a complicated history. He was a former member of the KKK who later fought for racial equity and was a champion for free speech. From the Gulf States Newsroom, Taylor Washington sat down with Black's biographer, Steve Suits, to talk about the judge's legacy.
Since you literally wrote the book on Hugo Black, would you just mind telling us briefly about who he was?
Justice Black was a member of the United States Supreme Court for 34 years. Before that, he grew up in Alabama, in Clay County, and went to the University of Alabama Law School. And in 1908, moved to Birmingham, where he became a plaintiff's lawyer, representing poor African-American and white workers who were in mines or in the industries of Birmingham. And then in 1926, he ran for the United States Senate and was elected by the people of Alabama, actually at that time only the white people of Alabama, because the disfranchisement was still the rule. And so, and he served in the United States Senate for almost two terms before Franklin Delano Roosevelt appointed him to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, so while Black was a member of the KKK for a brief time, he later became known for supporting civil rights. Would you mind talking about how his past may have played a role in his future decisions on the court?
Well, I think Hugo Black actually developed his sense of racial justice from his years in Alabama. He was the court's most vocal advocate for ensuring that low-income, poor, white and black defendants were given a fair trial. He believed that everybody who was charged with a serious crime had a right to a lawyer, which was not established till the 1960s in an opinion he wrote. He joined and pushed for Brown versus the Board of Education, which outlawed segregation in the public schools and later in all public facilities across the nation. But his notion of racial justice was I think, grown and born almost entirely during his time in Alabama.
Yeah, so what role should his past play in how we look at his legacy as a whole?
What I hope Alabamians and other Southerners come to realize is that this man who, after Brown versus the Board of Education, probably became the most hated white man in the South because he was willing to outlaw segregation. This man did not really change his views once he went off out on the other side of the Mason-Dixon line. What he did was he took his Alabama-born notions of equal justice to all, and he carried them with him to the Supreme Court. And it was that general framework that gave us the kind of judicial revolution that meant that we now live in what I call a constitutional America, where it doesn't matter what race, what place, what religion you are, the Bill of Rights protects you. And the 14th Amendment guarantees that the government will treat everyone with equal protection. And that was not the case when he was in Alabama. It was not the case when he went to Washington. But it is the case today in large part because of those Alabama-born values that he took up to the North.
So this weekend, he'll be honored with a monument near his hometown in Ashland, Alabama. Why do you think it's taking so long for him to be recognized in this kind of way?
Well, I think the reason it's been so long is that he was seen as a traitor to his own people, to the white people of Alabama and the South. And I think it's taken this long for the public and for public opinion to realize that, first of all, segregation was an abomination. It was dead wrong, as he had said. And I think it has been a long time coming, but I'm pleased that I've lived long enough to see it happen.
That was WBHM's Taylor Washington talking with Steve Suits about Supreme Court Justice Hugo Black. A statue of Black is being installed in his hometown of Ashland, Alabama, on Saturday, October 15th. The celebration begins at 11 a.m. inside the Hugo Black courtroom of the Clay County Courthouse. The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.